Hey guys, and welcome back to Culture Boys, a show where two guys just want to have a chat. I'm Nathan, and as always, I'm joined by Pepe. And this week, we're doing some more Would You Rathers.
Yeah! Just a disclaimer as well. I sound pretty rough right now. So, if anyone's like, why the hell does he sound like that? I've been sick for the past week. So, that's just a disclaimer right off the bat. Why I sound a little bit croaky, a little bit.
Yeah, Pepe's literally recovered to the point where he could record, like, pretty much by today.
Yeah. If this was, like, a couple days ago, I would be so freaking screwed. It would be a cough between every word. But I'm here. I'm healthy enough to record. So I'm ready to jump into these. Last time we did Would You Rathers, we created them ourselves.
Yes.
But this time, we're going off a generator.
Yes, we are on wouldyourather.io.
Ah, good old wouldyourather.io.
He says, as if we've ever seen this before.
No, I've never been on this website at all. So, but these are like the last ones we did, they were very specific things.
Yeah.
And sometimes they were catered more to ourselves.
Yep.
But like, this one is, these are so general. These are just like, the most basic kind of things. Hopefully get some good ones here, get some good discussion points, and see what happens to me.
Well, we say basic. We don't actually know.
I assume it's basic from a Would You Rather website. Like, you ain't gonna be like, hey, would you rather be in Dragon Ball or Naruto? Like, if it comes up with that, like, for us, I'd be like, whoa, okay.
Fair enough, but I mean, like, jumping straight into it, the first one here is instantly know when someone is lying to you or be able to lie without ever being caught. I wouldn't say that's that basic, though.
No, okay, yeah, this depends on your moral compass, really, at this point. I feel like if we're jumping straight into this,
yeah,
I'd rather instantly know when someone's lying to me. I think there's a part of me which has anxiety. That I'd be like, I just want to call someone out. Sometimes you want to call someone out on their bullshit.
Yeah, 100%.
Sometimes you'd be like, look, that's absolute bullshit. I know this, like, easy.
I was going to say, knowing when someone's lying to you,
mm-hmm.
that's hard to tell sometimes. You can learn to be a good liar, right?
Mm.
That's actually a skill you can build. Whereas, like, knowing when someone's lying to you, like, that's intuition. And that's not something you can, like, super build on, you know what I mean?
Also, what am I gonna be able to gain out of lying without ever being caught?
Okay, well, that's where moral compass comes in again, and we all know we've done it before last time. Our moral compasses are very different, so I could explain easily you could gain from being able to lie without being caught, but
yeah. See, when this came up, right, I instantly thought you'd be going for to lie without being caught. I don't know why, but
no, because you can learn that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, yeah.
You can learn that. That's a skill you can build. You don't need to, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't need some magical, like, oh, now you can just lie and no one will ever know.
Yeah.
Like, you can get good at that. That's proven. Whereas instantly knowing when someone's lying to you, like, just like that, again, that's intuition. You can't really build that.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to, like, really know a person to know when they're lying to you.
Yeah. But we'll go for that. We'll go for instantly know. And 57%.
Yeah, 57 to 43, like, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it checks out. I mean, it's still quite a sizable number as well, I guess, for the other side. But, yeah.
This second one, I feel like I already know my answer.
Wait, have a spouse, but no personal friends.
Or have no spouse, but have friends.
Jesus Christ, well, we're both single guys here, Nathan.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, there's one thing that's basically our life and one thing that isn't.
Like, Nathan, we're committed to each other. This is what this is.
Oh, God.
This is us. You're my spouse, Nathan. Deep down.
Don't throw that out there. Don't throw that out there.
Cultured Boys fan fiction.
Oh, God, no.
People don't really know what we look like anyway, so it's fine.
That's fine.
As well, having a spouse but no personal friends feels like, no matter how much you love someone, right? Like, no friends at all. Just, like, have, like, no one, like, just that one person to hang out with for the rest of life and don't hang out with anyone else. That can seem, like, I know you wouldn't be lonely, but it's very limiting to your social circle. I'd rather definitely have friends over spouse, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you don't have a social circle.
Yeah.
But also, doesn't that seem like a disservice to your spouse? Technically, you have a personal friend, right? Because you have your spouse. They like, normally people are like, you know, that they're my best friend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Does this not sound like a disservice to a spouse?
I mean, I mean, the difference between the spouse and the friends here is the main thing I think we're looking at.
Yeah, I know, but like, I'm just saying as a general thing, like...
I mean, I'm not saying that. I guess you can do stuff with your spouse that you can do with your friends. It's just probably, okay, whatever you do with your friends is like that. But...
I mean, this is, again, this is an easy choice.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Oh my God, what? Like,
yeah.
59 to 41 for no spouse.
41, you know. Maybe it's different for people that are in relationships or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I suppose it depends on your where you are in life, innit? Like,
imagine playing this with your spouse and they're sitting to you. And you're like, yeah, yeah, honey, I'll... Yeah, obviously spouse. Like.
Have nothing in your life or have nobody in your life?
God, that... Wait, why is this so bleak?
And you thought these were basic.
Wow, that is... Have nothing in your life. Right, okay.
Yep. So, you have all the people.
Yeah.
But no personal possessions.
Right.
Or you have no one but all the possessions.
Oh, okay. This is actually quite tough. I feel like I know what you'd say here.
What? What am I going to say then?
I feel like you'd say have nobody.
No, actually.
You'd rather have nothing. Like, you'd rather have, yeah.
Well, because, like, I know I've always been like, oh, introvert, and oh, I don't need to talk to people.
Yeah.
But at the same time, right, even if I have everything that I ever wanted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about how many times I still message friends.
Yeah.
Like, get messages from friends, have people talk to me, and Pepe knows about what I do for work now.
Yeah.
I talk to a lot of people now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm kind of like, yeah, I could have all the stuff, but it's kind of boring now if there's not people.
Yeah, if you've got nothing to do, you just be sat by yourself, like, with everything.
And I'm not talking about, like, just, you know, oh man, all of my acquaintances and whatever. Even at the very least, like, that means I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I could have the That's best true. PC
yeah,
set up.
Yeah.
I could have the best podcast set up, but now you're not here.
This is also saying as well, it doesn't mean you gain everything either. This is like your standard life right now.
No, yeah.
But you just lose everybody in it.
Well, I mean, that's how you're interpreting. But I mean, like,
yeah,
I could still have what I have now, but now no one I know is there.
Mm.
Like, I just haven't talked to anybody. I don't talk to family. Like, I'm now just alone.
Yeah, it's a sad existence, really, isn't it?
That's even with all this stuff, I'm assuming that means nobody. So not even like talking to random internet strangers.
Yeah, like literally there's no communication. That's like literally like no one basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like I'm trying to think, like, what have nothing in your life though? There's like, that means no home. I mean, that's one thing. If you have nothing in your life, like you own nothing.
Yeah.
At least you can still be with people though, and you, like, at least like there's company there within that. At least you can have like a shoulder to cry on. At least even if you're like, fuck, I have nothing, but at least I have people that I can actually rely on to help me through it.
Yeah. You know, you somehow go and visit all your friends, your family.
Yeah.
Like, you have all the people you know to help you, comfort you, whatever. Like. You just don't own anything.
Yeah. So I think we're both in agreement here that we'd have rather have nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, see, 62% of people wanted nothing versus nobody. Like, that's...
Yeah, it makes sense, really, when you start thinking about it. Like, I mean, even then, like, I think I would have gone for that regardless of...
I mean, maybe one point in my life I might have been like, yeah, all the stuff, but nobody, but... Right now, no.
Right, okay.
I don't know what to pick with this one, though.
See, this is... Okay, look.
Okay, yeah, this is...
This is one thing.
So, get $1 million right now, or receive 3 wishes from a genie right now. However, they don't specify the rules of the genie. Like, is this one of those genies that are like a little shit that are like, ho-ho, I'm going to grant you a wish, but I'm also going to fuck with you a little bit, you know?
Wait, isn't that just like, isn't that the monkey's paw rather than the genie thing? You know? Because like, genies are quite sound though. Because if we're going by Aladdin genie, like, let's go by Aladdin genie kind of rules. It's,
okay, fine.
Yeah.
If you want to go by like, I'm just saying there are some stories where like genies are a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying like, yes, I know monkey paw kind of thing, but like sometimes genies are a bit like that.
Like, okay, look. So look at 100 million right now. That would basically set you for life, basically. You can get a really good house and buy whatever you need to. And that's you sorted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whereas a genie obviously can grant that. Like you said, you don't know if it's sus or not, though. This is one thing.
Yeah.
If it is a sus genie, then you're taking that risk. However, what is the genie going to give you that 100... I mean, arguably, probably, like, it can create stuff for you that doesn't exist in this world.
The thing is, for me, I'm like, yeah, $100 million right now, you're sorted.
Yeah.
But with the genie, I could wish for infinite money with one wish.
Yes. And then you got 2 more as well, so.
Exactly. I've got 2 more wishes to do sort of whatever. And you don't have to use all the wishes straight away.
Hmm.
So in that scenario, I'm kind of leaning towards the genie, especially because you said, let's go buy like non-sus ones, right? Ones that aren't going to mess with you.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't care about the 100 million because I just wished for infinite money.
Yeah, exactly. This is the one, this is why when I first saw the question, I was like, my mind instantly went to Aladdin rules. That's like the thing my mind straight went to.
See, I also thought genie from Aladdin, but at the same time, I was also like, oh no, but there are some things where like, because genies have like their own personalities.
Yeah.
So some of them are like pranksters and they're like, ha ha, you're going to get this, but you're also going to get this. Yeah. And it's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the consequences. And understandably, yeah, like, because wishes always come with a cost as well. This is one thing. Well, that, what I've been told anyway. But
I mean, it's always that comes back to that phrase, isn't it? There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yeah, yeah. Although... Okay, I need to think what I would wish for, really. Like you said, infinite money would be one thing. And again, if this is no sus genie, this is a genie that's actually quite sound. I mean, what would I wish for next?
Let's see. Infinite money.
I mean, world peace would be the most moral thing to do.
But are either of us going to wish for that? That laugh says it all.
As I said, it would be the most moral thing to do.
But just because you didn't wish for it, if you wish for infinite money, you could use that infinite money to gain world peace.
That's a very cool, yeah.
You could fund everything, like...
Yeah.
Again, infinite money...
But when it comes down to world stuff, I feel like money only causes more problems, you know? I feel like... The thing is, if I had the money... I would not tell a single soul that I had that money.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
People would tell. But this is one thing. The moment I tell people that I have this money, then that becomes my problem. Because then... Look, I'll tell probably people closest to me, like you, my family, that kind of stuff. Like, close family, anyway. Yeah. Like, because it's one of those things. But the moment acquaintances and other random people on the street know that I have money, that's a problem for me. I don't want that shit. I don't want no one knowing that shit.
See, I wouldn't tell anyone, but it's those memes of, I wouldn't tell anyone I won the lottery, but there'd be evidence.
Yeah, me and my full tank of petrol.
Mate, a full tank of petrol, it'd be like, you'd see me and you'd be like, did you get a new car? I'm like, no, I've always had this. And you'd be like, no, you didn't. When did you get a fucking sports car? I'm like, what are you talking about? I always had this car.
Man's driving a fucking 250 GTO round fucking
around the ends, or like, you know how I've always told you guys, like, oh, if I did have the money, I might not move. I would just buy out my entire neighborhood or whatever.
Oh, well, just like fucking kick everyone out.
Like, could you imagine? You just, I'm like, yeah, do you want to come over and hang out? And then you're like, your neighborhood's really quiet. I'm like, yeah, it's mine. And then you'd be like, what do you mean mine? I'm like, it's mine. I own it all.
You know what I'd want? This is the one thing, though. Like, if I were to own, like, a property, I'd want somewhere which isn't, like, huge, which is just suitable for me. This is one thing. You know when people do those mansion tours?
Yeah.
And they're like, look at my mansion. I've got like 37 rooms and like all this is marble and like here's this random statue.
Yeah.
That shit looks so empty. Imagine owning this house and like there's no personality to it whatsoever. And the thing is, I'd want a condensed down thing where I could have like, don't get me wrong, I'd still have a fucking sick house.
Yeah.
But I'd have it to the size that I need it to. I don't need like a massive fucking mansion, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I don't know if I ever told you, but have I ever told you my dream is like not like a massive house, like a decent house, right? A nice house, but then a fucking racetrack.
This sounds familiar, to be fair. It does. I probably heard this back in like when we used to play like Minecraft back in the days and we were like, oh, let's design our dream stuff. And then like, I think you created a racetrack in Minecraft where it's like,
I don't think I'm not sure if I did, but yeah, like a decent house.
Yeah.
Racetrack, fucking huge garage, right? Car collection.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Have people over, fucking mechanics just like keeping this shit going. Yeah. Invite my mates around and we do grip racing, fucking drifting, like just doing sick stuff on my property.
If that's what you want, you need more than 100 million to do that.
Yeah, that's why I'm definitely leaning towards Genie because I think second wish will be superpowers.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Jesus. Not this again. Not the superpowers again.
Yeah, but I don't have to do evil because I'm rich as fuck.
Yeah.
I'll forever be the richest person ever, so...
What are you doing with your superpowers, then? If you're not doing evil...
I just want them.
Okay, fair. Because I know you ain't doing good with them. We've had this discussion before. It all comes down to, if the genie ain't sus, then I'm going for the genie. That's it, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they go for genie.
I feel like we've discussed so much of it, yeah, but like, yeah. It sounds like, okay, yeah, look at that. 85% people want the genie.
It's because the first thing you think of is, like, even like literally the first thing you think of when you see those two options is like, I could just wish for the 100 million. Like you said, even go further, get the unlimited money. Like, it's the first thing, like, why would you choose 100 million when you get the genie? It's also the right now aspects as well. Both of them, you're getting them right now. So get the freaking genie. Easy.
And plus, the genie with the three wishes, like I said before, you don't have to use them all straight away.
Exactly, yeah. Easy. Next one. I say easy, we discussed that for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
Be a genius that nobody believes, or be an idiot that everyone believes.
I mean,
the second one is me already.
We're already right there, but it's just not everyone believes us.
I don't know. People tend to believe me for a lot of things. You know this.
What are we saying?
Like, if I say something, I wouldn't... Okay, not like everyone, but if I say something, it tends to be people, like, I want to say 80%...
Just take your word on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
80% of people will believe me.
Yeah, I'll take your word on that. A genius that nobody believes. Well, it's just... I mean... you know what that becomes? It becomes that really like it's that meme where like nobody knows that I'm a genius, and it's just like it becomes
the guy in the corner of the party.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels a really like entitled kind of thing at that point. Wait, you know better than everyone, but no one believes you. So you're like, oh, I'm fucking right, but no one. Like, I believe that. I reckon that would cause some sort of saltiness. I'd rather be an idiot, bro. I'd be an idiot. No, everyone believes.
I'm not gonna lie. Being a genius that nobody believes, is that not just normal genius? Like, is that just not normal? Because you're talking, you probably have expertise in something that a normal person's going to turn around and be like, you fucking made that up.
Yeah, I mean, that it's basically a scientist, except that every other scientist around you, because at least with some scientists here, like, they're recognized by other scientists, right?
Yeah.
But this is a scientist where all the other scientists are like, no, he's a fucking idiot. this guy's fucking stupid. Like, imagine if you're like, I've got the cure to cancer. Fuck off, mate.
No, you don't, you
yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Mug.
Yeah, it's just like, nah, like, I think I'd 100% be an idiot because,
yeah,
like, you could, like, because even with being a genius that no one believes, you ain't gonna do anything with that. I mean, arguably, you could probably create a, like, look, say if you're a genius and you're like, okay, cool, I'll find a money source, like, funds my own stuff. That's one way of doing it, but that's effort, man.
Yeah, but I would think you can't do that even as a genius, because that means somebody believed in you to fund your projects.
Yeah, even the fucking, yeah, the bank ain't gonna believe you to actually doing on this to get like,
so like, you're right, you just be a salty fuck forever. Idiot. Really?
Wow, 669A said genius.
What?
I think,
I think people just want to be like, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
I'm smarter than anybody else.
It's a thing like, I don't want to be an idiot. Like, nah, I'd 100% be the idiot.
Nah, man, blissful ignorance of idiocy.
Yeah, exactly that. Right, okay.
This is easy.
Yeah.
Have a medieval house or a modern house? Modern house.
As someone, right, okay. This isn't medieval by a long shot, but the last house, the last flat that I rented, right, it didn't have double glazing. And that isn't even medieval. Like, this is one, and it's a house, by the way. It's not a castle. It's a house.
Yep.
So 100% a modern house. It's built for today's climate. Absolutely no question. Medieval house would be an absolute nightmare. It's cool if you like the aesthetic, like, oh, look at me, from medieval looking house.
And that's what I was going to say. It's the style. It's the architecture. That's it. It'd be awful otherwise.
That shit is going to be leaking. You're going to get leaks every other weekend, man. Nah, give me that modern house. Easy.
Mate, it's not even like just leaking. It's like, think of like modern things, like you gotta get like central heating in there.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi and stuff. Like, you're gonna have to ruin the house.
Mm-hmm. So 78% said modern. And
yeah,
no question. It makes the most sense. You can have your aesthetic all you want. In the long run, not gonna be helpful. Right, what's this? Never be able to feel anything emotionally ever again. Jesus, okay.
Never be able to feel anything physically again. Oh.
I would rather not be a robot, personally. I'd like to have joy in life. Never be able to feel anything physically is also quite inconvenient as well.
I would also say both are robot-y, isn't it? Because if you can't feel anything physically, you...
Is it like a kind of Frankenstein's monster kind of thing? Because arguably Frankenstein's monster could feel things emotionally even though he wasn't supposed to, but he couldn't feel physical pain? Am I thinking One Piece right now?
This is more than just pain.
I'm thinking One Piece zombies.
You probably are.
That's what I'm thinking of.
But this is more than just feeling pain, Pepe. Like,
it's feeling anything, like, yeah.
Anything, yeah. Anything physically again. So, like, you would, like, textures and things, like, just...
It would be really inconvenient. At least, like...
Even if, like, for example, we met up in real life and you're like, oh, I don't know where you are, and I walked up behind you and tapped you on the shoulder, you wouldn't even fucking knew I tapped you on the shoulder.
It's not the worst thing, I guess. Yeah, I mean, yes, it is inconvenient. Like, you'd have to literally stand in front. I'd literally be a tank at that point.
For sure, pain is like the biggest factor, because pain is how you know you're in danger.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because you could just have your hand just melting on a stovetop and be like, oh, fuck.
Well, yeah. Or from the last one, you would basically get hit by a vehicle and turn into Jelly Bones the Great, but you also wouldn't even
Jelly
know.
Jelly Bones the Mighty, actually.
Whatever, right? But you wouldn't even know.
Mm.
Like, you'd just be like on the ground, like,
you'd be dead. You'd be dead. Like, wait, hold on. Feel anything physically? Oh no, it's just feel anything. So you just don't feel anything. You still get affected by it physically.
Yeah.
Even then, man, I rely too much on my emotions, bro. If I take a bite into the most amazing burger in the world, I get nothing from it. That is so sad to me. That's absolutely heartbreaking.
Of all the things you could...
I could never play Smash Bros. Again and feel a victory and, like, I don't know, the saltiness or whatever from you guys when I throw an item at you or something.
Well, that's fine, because we don't play with items.
Yet. But for me, I think the answer is easy for me. I'd rather never feel anything physically. What are you thinking?
I don't know. No, physical. I need the physical.
You need the physical. What, like, right, so you just gonna be shut off from everything, like,
bro, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be that clumsy, but I am a bit heavy-handed with things, and if I don't feel the physical pain, I'm definitely gonna do something bad to myself.
Yeah, I can understand that. Fair.
And without getting too deep, I had a period of time in my life where I was basically emotionally dead anyway, so I've already been there, done that.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so this is the first one we're disagreeing on. Let's see what the people say.
Yeah, I guess we'll just click on one.
Yeah, just click on.
61% said never feel anything physically again. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. People really... I mean, humans are emotional beings.
Yeah, man. I need joy in life, bro. Like, if I'm not feeling anything in life, then I'm like, nah.
I'm seriously just that much of a heavy-handed idiot. Yeah. If I don't have that physical pain, where Pepe is like, oh yeah, you would just like melt your hand by having that. That would probably be me if I didn't feel physical pain.
I think it's like, I think I'd be overly cautious. I think that's what it would end up being. Like, if it's like, I literally have to rely so much on my sight and hearing, like all my other senses. I'd be an anxious ball of mess, like a messy anxious ball. But I think that's what it'd be like. I'm not too far off anyway, so.
Fair enough. Right, so live the same day over and over again for 1 year or lose a year of your life.
Use a year of my life, easy. I would, wait, hold on. Wait, live the same day over and over again for 1 year.
Yeah.
And I'm conscious of that.
Well, fuck, what genjutsu is that? Izanagi or
is it? Isn't it, it's,
yeah, it's Izanagi, isn't it?
Yeah.
So basically, you get hit with genjutsu and you fucking live that same day, that same moment for a year. Doesn't have to be a traumatic thing like Izanagi does, but, or you lose a year of your life. I'm not gonna lie, the way I've lived my life, I've done both of these things and it equals to both of these things. I've basically done the same thing over and over and over again for years on end and ended up losing years of my life anyway. That was called my last job. Lost 4 years of my life for that.
Fair enough.
And I did the same shit day in, day out.
Expect it to go that way. Right. So I just want to like make sure we're both on the same page here, that living the same day over and over again for a year, we're conscious of that day happening, right? Or like, does it just reset? And you're like, okay, cool. Today's a new day. Or is it like you're very much conscious of that day starting over again? So like you know for a fact it's March 14th over and over and over again.
I'm not sure how I interpret it, because I would say that if you were conscious of it, there's no point to this question, because if you're conscious of it, then you count the days, you know you've lost a year, and then you've end up being like, I lost a year of my life anyway. So then this whole question becomes kind of redundant.
It does, don't it? Yes. Yeah. So
I would say you're not conscious and you've just relived it again and again and again for a year without realizing it.
Oh, in which case I'll just lose the year then.
I'm kind of leaning towards that too.
Yeah, because if I'm not conscious of it, then it means nothing to me. So I'm just wasting my time. Just get rid of the year. Take that year away. Useless year.
Yeah.
Maybe this is open to interpretation with it, I think. I think we've interpreted it a certain way.
Yeah, but it was 57% of people picked lose a year, which makes sense.
Yeah, it's... right.
Oh, this is like a...
Right, okay. So, be known for your intelligence or be known for your beauty. Right, okay, hold up. Like, this is one thing, right? But if it's someone like me being known for my beauty, does that mean that I'm actually beautiful? Does it mean that I'm suddenly like, you know, in like an anime where it's like, oh, so handsome. Handsome.
You become the Ikemen.
Ikemen, yeah. Do I just become Ikemen? Do I just become like this like Renaissance guy from France that the Japanese perceive him as?
Pepe just starts like glowing and everyone's like, sugoi!
I have long flowing blonde hair and a rose, just carrying that around with me like,
ooh. I mean, no. You wouldn't. I don't think you would become Blazing Transfer students, no.
This is, by the way, when it says be known for you, that's my perception of beauty, apparently. It's an Ikemen. Yeah. Straight away, Ikemen.
He's going to grow fucking blonde hair. He's going to glow and he's going to wear a white, like, suit that's got tassels on it.
Right, okay. That's where we'll be. I'm halfway there. You know, like, for anyone who doesn't know, my fashion sense is very loud anyway. So it wouldn't be too far off.
Tassel is not that far off, actually. Yeah, makes sense.
I haven't worn anything with tassels as of yet, but you never know. One day. You never know. There's going to be one day where I own something like some mad cowboy. I've accepted at one point in my life there's going to be a cowboy outfit in my life, and there's gonna be me with the 10 gallon hat, and there's gonna be the cowboy boots. It will happen at some point.
Wherever you get that 10 gallon, let me know. I've always wanted to own a 10 gallon. For no reason,
Nathan, at some point we just gotta like dress up like in that whole way, like
cowboy episode of Cultured Voice.
No one will see us, but we're both fully decked out in cowboy gear. The boots, like this, the sequin, like
the chaps,
everything, like. Right, okay.
Howdy, partner. So,
aside from that, known for your intelligence, that doesn't necessarily mean you're smart either, by the way.
No, but people just know you.
They know your level of intelligence. Well, so you might not even be the smartest motherfucker around. You're just known for arguably could be the dumbest motherfucker around.
If that's the case, well, I'm already known for my intelligence.
I'd be known for my beauties. I'd go for the beauty. I'm going for the fucking vanity.
I'm going to go for your side just to get the numbers, but yeah.
Yeah. For 60.
People did not interpret that how we did. You know that for sure. People did not. Intelligence was 69%, and you know people definitely. It was back to the genius question. People are going to be like, oh yeah, I'm going to be smartest motherfucker around. It's like,
yeah, no. You're not going to be known as the smartest guy. You don't gain the intelligence. You're just known for it.
You're just known for your level.
It's the same way that I'd be known for my beauty, but I'm definitely not going to be. My face isn't going to change.
Yeah.
It just means I'm known for it. And it just means, it'd probably be a, there's just a very average looking man. Everyone's known me as the average looking man.
Well, that's why I would have been intelligent, because if you're talking about known for your level of intelligence, mm-hmm. I'm known for how dumb I am. Nowadays, most people are like, God, you're kind of dumb, aren't you? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You just never realized it before.
Stupid.
Like, literally, I'm like, I'm actually kind of known for how dumb I am.
Bless you, mate. There's things that can fix that.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to do any of that. I live my life in the blissful ignorance of idiocy.
I mean, that's a great way to live, personally. I'd rather have that.
I mean, if I wasn't so dumb, I wouldn't be doing a podcast, would I?
Hey. I mean, it's correct. He's not wrong. Right, okay. Next question.
Face a zombie apocalypse or a robot apocalypse? I feel like we're closer to one than the other.
That's so true as well. All they got to do is put this AI in fucking, like, actual moving robots.
Yeah.
You're there, basically.
We're not screen recording, but you guys can't see me. I am literally just like... shaking my cursor around the robot apocalypse. This is closer than this.
To me, right, looking at this, it's an apocalypse either way. We're fucked.
Yep.
So do I really care about which way I'm going? Why do I care about which way I'm going to die, basically?
Okay. Don't think of it like that, right?
Right, yeah.
Think of it more like this. Which one do you think you'll survive longer in?
Probably zombie apocalypse, to be fair. At least they're killable. Robots, man. Like, I don't know how I'm going to kill a robot. I don't have the means to kill a robot.
I don't think anyone does.
No, because so robot. Let's just say he's walking around, mechanical man, blah blah blah. He hit him with a baseball bat, like, or you hit him, even like shoot him in the head. Like, guaranteed, like, it ain't gonna be affected by it. He gonna keep on moving. That robot gonna keep going. The zombie, at least it's decomposed enough to be like fragile. Be like, okay, yeah. That, I mean, it depends where. Talking, I imagine Walking Dead zombies, the fast running ones.
I mean, I'm just imagining every zombie movie.
Yeah.
Versus Terminator.
Realistically, if I'm gonna have more, if we're looking, I want to have a fighting chance. Put me in the zombie apocalypse, robot apocalypse. Yeah,
I'm kind of with you on that, because robots are way more durable. And like, again, with the AI stuff, like, how do we know it doesn't turn into Skynet? Like, literally, how do we know it's not gonna turn into Terminator, and then they're just gonna have an army of robots?
Plus, robots have guns as well. What? I said. Sorry, I got confused just there. Sorry. So the. Was it 69% again?
Yeah. 69% yeah. chose the zombie apocalypse.
At least the zombies are killable. Robots, I don't think, are as killable. And they have guns as well, probably, and just shoot you up. Zombies ain't going to shoot you up.
Zombies might. Depends on what type of zombie from what game, but whatever.
Right. Right. Ooh, okay.
Oh, lose all your memories, but keep all your skills, or lose all your skills, but keep all your memories.
Oh,
That's an interesting one. I'm leaning towards keeping my memories, but losing all your skills, because you can still build up skills. You just lose them all the time.
Yeah.
Which is me already, because I learn a bunch of stuff to get things done, and then I forget them until I need them again.
I'm actually inclined to I'm inclined to agree with you. I'd rather keep my memories. Yeah, lose all my skills. I mean, Means probably wouldn't be able to do this podcast. I'd just be staring at you like, what the fuck?
No, bro. It means technically we couldn't do anything because you'd have to do it all over again.
Fuck, you'd have no cooking skills as well. So you'd have to do everything from scratch. I mean, to be fair, you can still make simple stuff. Don't require any skill whatsoever. You can still go make your pot noodles. You can still do that kind of stuff. You wouldn't be surviving from it. I think I'd rather lose skills, keep memories.
That's what I'm leaning towards, honestly, because it's like you can still relearn stuff.
Yeah, memories are more important as well at this point. I think I'd rather keep.
Plus, depending on what it is, it's not even that hard to learn certain things.
Quite a close one, you know.
That's closer, yeah.
54% agreed with us and said keep memories, lose skills.
That's closer to 50-50 than I would have imagined.
I mean, it's a tough one, isn't it?
This one's easy for me. So never age physically or never age mentally. Never age physically. Duh.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Why? Never age mentally if it was you picked it and it happened there and then, the age you are now, right? So if us right now, okay, fine.
Yeah.
If I age physically, but even then, no, because I'd still want to grow mentally.
Wait, let's put it this way. You're born fresh out the womb. This is where it starts. And this is where we go.
Oh, okay, well,
I know exactly what I'd rather do.
Well, then I guess I'd still want to be
I do not want to be aging physically with baby brain. I don't want to be a grown ass 30-year-old man going wah screaming, not able to develop any speech skills.
I mean, that's one way to interpret it. I guess it's how you, all of these is however you interpret it, right? But I'm thinking right now as a 30-year-old man, yeah, okay, never age physically. That means that'd be great.
If someone gave me this option right now, easily choose never age physically.
Yeah.
That'd easily be my thing, because I think if someone gave me this question 10 years ago, I mean, back then I probably wouldn't have thought about this at all, but you grow mentally as a person.
Yeah,
to grow as a person you need that stuff. So right now I'm at the right place where I'm good physically, do that right now. But obviously if you're 15 years old, if I was 15 years old, I probably would choose physically as well, to be fair, because I probably, when you're 15 years old, you think you know the best anyway, don't you?
I mean, in your example where you're a decade ago, right? If I was 21, I probably still would have been never age physically, because I'm probably as healthy as I'm ever going to be.
I think it all depends on at what point you answer this, because if we're doing this in the here and now, easily, physically is no option. That's easy option for me.
Yeah, I actually think in general, once you're cognizant enough, I feel like the smart choice normally would be never age physically.
Yeah.
Because obviously, in your first example where you're oh, you're a baby, it's obviously now you're going to want to grow physically as well, because you don't want to be a fucking forever stuck in the body of a baby with the mind of a 60-year-old.
Yeah, but at least I can file taxes.
No, because you're still a baby, so your everything didn't develop, so you might not even be able to speak.
Nothing's convenient here, let's be honest, apart from right now. If anything, physically is going to be the best option for us right now on this.
And look at that, 78%.
Yeah. Makes sense, yeah. Right.
Oh.
Oh, God. Oh, my days. Okay.
Lose the ability to use GPS or lose the ability to use a credit card. I'm going to have to lose GPS. I think I could get away with not having GPS.
Bro, I tell you this now, without GPS, I'd be so fucked. I have no sense of direction when it comes to things. So losing GPS would fuck up my life, imagine it. But I don't haven't even processed the ability of losing the ability to use a credit card. Look, I'm not going to get into technicalities here, right? But I can still use my debit card, right?
I mean, yeah. It just means that you would never have a credit card again.
I think the intention behind it is you just don't use your card, basically. You never... Which means you... lose the ability to... how do I access my pay? If I get paid at work, how do I access it?
No, well, because it specifically says credit card.
Yeah.
So just credit cards. All your other cards are fine. It's just credit cards. And I think this is probably more of a problem based off of maybe whoever made this website is from.
Yeah, because like I...
Because in some locales, using a credit card is more prevalent than having a debit card.
Yeah, and that's why I assume that like the credit card is like the thing where it's like...
Yeah, I mean, if you're putting yourself in a locale and a thought process of like, I only have credit cards, I don't have any other card, then yeah, you're kind of fucked. But that's... I mean, I charge everything to my credit card, so...
Arguably as well, losing the ability to use a GPS... It would screw me over, but it wouldn't be the end of the world. I think losing access to a credit card might be more detrimental in the long run. So maybe,
yeah,
as much as it would fuck up my life, I would choose the GPS, lose the ability.
Well, because like, just because you lost GPS doesn't mean you can't read the old paper maps.
Yeah, I could also get someone to just tell me things.
Yeah, you can get someone to tell you. You can go to even older school knowledge and, you know, learn to track the sun.
Someone just says, yeah, head north. I'm like, cool. Maybe
Pepe just like whacks out a bunch of stuff and he's like, that way.
I probably would have to rely on a map, but that's gonna be an absolute nightmare for me. But yeah, send lose that GPS. Lose GPS.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
60% of people.
In the long run, it had to be.
Oh, I don't like this. Can we just skip this? Is there a skip button?
Skip that one.
So, I don't like that. Nope.
Cut that.
Don't even. Okay, I'm just going to click on one. It doesn't mean anything. We're skipping that.
Oh! 50 years old. That's quite interesting. Right, okay. Oh, wow. Okay. live in a very chaotic society or live in a strictly controlled society. Man, if I'm going with the very, very chaotic society, I'm with my people. And
I mean, like, we kind of live in both.
A strictly controlled society feels more like a dictatorship by the sounds of it. So, I mean, chaotic society is basically like, oh no, Mad Max rules, right? And strictly controlled is...
I mean, that's not society by that point. That's just chaos. That's an apocalypse, Pepe. That's not society.
I'd rather be in a more chaotic, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm not gonna...
Strictly controlled doesn't sound very fun, and it sounds...
Very chaotic, because maybe not exactly what we live in, but it feels like it.
No, but everything is chaotic in the world right now, and like I think it's
62%. Not fair.
Yeah, because strict is like that's basically a dictatorship, bro. But I don't want to live in a dictatorship.
This is so easy. Always be tired but not sick, or always be sick but not tired. No, I'm always tired anyway.
Oh, easily. I'd always be tired anyway. I'd rather not be sick.
Yeah.
Imagine always being sick. Fuck that. Because even if you're sick but not tired. Surely tiredness comes with, I mean, like, I would not be wanting to do anything ever. 100% I'd rather always be tired. That's my life right now.
I was going to say, most of us living in the modern world are always tired anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Easy.
That's the easiest one.
76%. That
only 76.
We've had like a kind of weird.
Okay, we need to skip this one too because this doesn't apply to us.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip that. Yeah, skip. There's better ones out there.
Oh, okay. Well, this is easy for me. Never be able to go outside, but you have internet. Be able to go outside, but have no internet.
It's literally you. It's literally
yeah. Internet. Duh.
Never be able to go outside. Yeah. See, I mean, for you, it's like, that's it's, be able to go.
Yeah.
Communicate with people a lot via the internet. If I had no internet, I think it would be quite detrimental to my life if I didn't have it.
Yeah. Plus, don't forget, you can still order stuff online.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your groceries, or your takeaways, clothes. You can still buy everything. It just has to get delivered to you.
And people can come to you as well. This is one thing. People...
Yeah. You just never go outside, like me.
Yeah. having no internet at this in this day and age feels really detrimental. So, yeah, I'd go for... Oh!
57% of people said no internet. Are you crazy?
I think, to be fair, Nathan, we're a very certain kind of people. there's a lot of people out there which would be like, nah, I want to go nomad. I want to go, like, live in the wild and, like, experience what's out there in the world. And I can understand that. I can understand why we're a certain kind of people.
Y'all go do that. More internet for me.
Yeah. Literally, it would be.
I mean, I'm also still one of this. Live in the town you were born in forever. Never see the town you were born in again. I'm already living the town you were born in forever. I've never left.
Yeah, I'm the complete opposite to this. So, never see the town I was born in. I mean, it's London, though.
That means you can't come back. You can't come back to visit us because you will never be able to see it again.
It's London as well. That's freaking...
And some of us are still never left. We might be in different parts of the...
We're in a very convenient place where London is where we were born. And that's a very convenient place to be. Like, it's a...
Yes, but at the same time, London is very big.
Exactly, it's huge.
So... If you count, oh, you were born in London, mm-hmm. or whatever, right? That means you can't come back.
Are we saying London's a city? Because a town is very...
I mean, that gets more granular.
Yeah.
I mean, again, either way, I never left my town.
Yeah. If it's town, and if we're going by that precise wording...
That means you can't go back to visit your parents.
They can come visit me, though, so it's fine.
selfish motherfucker.
I mean, that's how I mean. Your motherfuckers come visit me now. That's what that is. I'm going to go... If we're going by town and it isn't city, then I'm going to go with never see the town.
I thought some people used to incorrectly say London town.
London town, where you're fucking Dick Van Dyke, is it? Oh, London town, Mary Poppins. That's very awful. Yeah, God blimey, Mary Poppins. There we go, I've got the idea.
Oh, wow, I'm in the minority. 38% to 62%.
62, yeah. I mean, that's...
I suppose because most people leave their hometowns and are like, I'm never going back.
Think about it as well, like, if this is in America as well, it's like, there's...
Yeah, most people leave their hometown, they're like, oh, I've got nothing there.
Yeah, exactly.
Have incredibly strong legs and weak arms, or have incredibly strong arms and weak legs? Strong legs.
Yeah, I think I'd say the same, actually.
Your legs are like your foundation, dude.
Yeah, yeah. My weak legs is, yeah.
Also, if you lift heavy things, they say lift with your legs, not your back or anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you've got strong legs, you can lift almost anything.
Yeah, like having weak legs, that is going to be so inconvenient just getting about. Like, it means, like, you're like you said, it's your foundation. Easily, I'd have, rather have strong legs. Easy.
54 to 46. That's closer than I would have thought.
It's quite close. That's a lot closer. Right. Okay.
Oh, I don't like either of these.
Drink water, drink sewer water, or eat food from the sewer.
You're getting a disease either way.
Don't want to drink the sewer water, really, because sewer water is just sewage, right?
Yeah, but also food from the sewer is probably just as bad. Like, you're not winning at all in either of these scenarios.
I'd rather go for the food, you know. I think the sewer water is too loose. Then that's gonna be some, like, there's some poopy water you're drinking.
If you eat food from the sewer, Pepe, it's probably been in the poopy water.
Yeah, but at least it's dried off a little bit. Like maybe there's a little bit like, I don't know, hamburgers.
In my mind, I'm imagining we're standing right there. The flow of sewage is going right past us. You either get a cup and you scoop out the water, or something floats past and you yank it out and you eat it.
I'm going to eat it. I need a little bit of texture to my bite. I'm gonna eat food from the sewer. That's what I'm going for.
You're grot. I'm drinking the water.
None of it's a good thing. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna go and do this, bro. But if you have a choice,
I'm gonna drink the water.
Okay, fine. Let's do this then. Okay, I'm in the minority.
64 drink the water versus 36. Yeah, because it's just gross.
I just want a bit of texture, man. That's a lot. Well, I just want a little bit of bite.
Oh, well, this is easy for me. Never be able to go out during the day, or never be able to go out at night. I do everything at night anyway.
Yeah, so you just, yeah. I'm trying to think. Never be able to go out, no.
We established, I don't go out anyway, so none of this counts for me.
Yeah. I think I'd rather not be able to go out during the day. I think, yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff that goes on at night. Because you'd never be able to see a gig, ever, if you'd never be able to go out at night.
True.
I'm one of those people that, like, I'm in my phase right now where I'm just seeing a lot of gigs right now and it's so freaking sick.
Plus, you couldn't have a night out.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to have a night out. Like, you wouldn't, like, be able to go, like, pop over someone for a little takeaway in the evening. Nah, easy. I'd never be able to go out during the day. Daytime can go fuck itself. Wait, what?
Wow. I suppose most people do things during the day.
But I'm trying to think what the benefits would be.
Yeah, but if you think of like an average person, they do everything during the day. They go to work, they go and buy groceries and things, whatever, you know.
Work from home is a thing, man. Groceries, you can buy those during the night. I mean, you don't get the freshest stuff and sometimes have it sold out.
Also, this is super easy as well, this next one.
Okay, cool. What's this? Control time or control the weather?
Time.
I don't understand. I mean, controlling the weather would be cool, but like controlling time seems a lot more powerful than you can do. 100% controlling time.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, controlling the weather, like, yeah, sure, you could. It's a cool thing to have, but like time is like...
Why would you not put also like... Why the weather... versus time? Why is it not control time or control space in a very vague way, you know, like space and time,
like manipulate like your surroundings or something like that, I guess would be the...
Yeah, you know, like be like Okuyasu.
Yeah. Desahando Josuke. Oh, Josuke. There's so many more benefits with controlling time.
Yeah. Zawarudo.
Yeah. It makes so much more sense. I don't know, weather report, I guess, is over there controlling weather, so you can do...
Like, weather report is cool and all, but, like, come on. So what
is it? The coolest thing you do is, hey, here's some fucking frogs.
Oh, Bible stuff.
That is quite... I mean, it would be quite... Again, I'm not discounting the fact that controlling the weather would be a very cool thing to do.
Yes, that is... very cool power, but like controlling time is just, it's another league.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, controlling time easily. Yeah, and you can tell by the percentage.
82% want to control time, duh.
Yeah, there's like barely... Right, okay, it's getting close to an hour. Let's make this one our last one, I reckon.
Okay. Never be able to eat your favorite food.
Mm-hmm.
Eat only your favorite food for your rest of your life. Only eat my favorite food.
Well, this is one thing. At what point does your favorite food for the rest of your life just be... You just get bored of it, though.
Well, it depends on what your favorite food is.
Okay, so what is your favorite food, Nathan? Let's go for that.
Sushi.
Okay, so you eat... I mean, sushi's quite varied as well, so you probably can switch up, yeah.
That's why I'm like... For like me, I'm like... Yeah. Although, that does come with the risk of mercury poisoning because eating a lot of fish. So I'll probably die sooner than later, but at least I'll have a good time doing it.
So if we're going by like favorite food, like mine's a curry, right?
That's quite varied.
And you can go for like very different curries as well, you know what I mean? So that's...
I'm assuming some people, this question might be harder because it's like favorite food is like a very singular, like I only like cheese toasties, for example, right? Let's say someone's like, I just like a plain cheese toastie. I'm like, yeah, well, you're going to get bored of that for sure.
Yeah.
But if you're a bit more broad like us...
We eat a lot of things, yeah.
with, like you said, curry. But curry encapsulates quite a few different sauces and whatever. Yeah. Like, you can change the flavor up. It's much like with sushi, I can change the flavor up.
Yeah.
Also, if you're going by the way the world does things now, almost anything can become a sushi. I slapped something in between some rice with some seaweed. Apparently, that's sushi.
I mean, we literally did have kebab sushi when we were in Japan. So that's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So I could literally slap anything into some rice and some seaweed. I'm like, it's sushi.
I mean, yeah, it's very true. Never be able to eat your favorite food again, but it doesn't stop you from eating delicious food at the same time. It's just not your favorite. It's like, I like burritos aren't my favorite food, but I damn well enjoy a burrito.
I mean, who doesn't enjoy a burrito?
Exactly, yeah. So for the sake of it and being able to have a more varied diet and eating a lot of things that I actually still like, I'd probably go for not being able to eat your favorite food again.
Interesting.
Because I can have at least have a varied... I can still eat a few things I quite like. I can still eat pizza. Pizza's not my favorite food, but I'd be like, yeah, I'll have a pizza. It's just I won't be able to have, say, a curry again, which is quite upsetting, but at least I can have other things.
I'm going to have sushi for the rest of my life. I just like the sound of that.
Right. That's
yeah. Fair enough. 63, never be able to eat your favorite food.
Yeah. It's understandable with that. Like,
did we want to do this? Or?
Yeah, should we just... I feel this is going to get quite...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is good. Right.
Okay.
Right. Well, thank you for listening to us do these Would You Rathers for an hour straight, basically. I actually had quite a lot of fun doing this. It's actually quite fun doing that.
These questions were actually pretty good.
Yeah. I think we went a bit too stupid with our ones at times.
Thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to find us on all podcast platforms and look for us on our Twitter. And we will catch you for another episode of Cultured Boys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.